Praise be to God for his great goodness and mercy on us all. Thank you, Charles. It's, you know, the Word of God in the Bible, it speaks to us so clearly, telling us, you know, it's got a hard punch. Yes, it's got a hard punch because it's telling you the truth. Sometimes we don't like it to hear the punch being fired at us, but it's setting us free, it's telling us the truth. You know, last Saturday here, I had the pleasure of meeting a young man from Moldova, and Reverend Jim Martin brought him along for me to meet him here. And what a fella with amazing stories of, because Charles have talked about Russia and Ukraine, and this young lad, oh, he's on fire for God. It's just wonderful to hear this young man speaking for the love of the Lord. But anyhow, he was saying about there was 1.1 million people came into Moldova very quickly whenever that war started. And Moldova is a very, very poor, poor country. And before the world could get to know about of really the huge numbers of refugees, them Moldova people was feeding at 1.1 million. They had nothing to give them, but what they had, they shared until help came. It was amazing to hear that story. And then he hears about the stories that goes on in the war. And I'll give you one of them, because it really struck a chord with me. It was about in the trench, there's this big Ukrainian soldier that had no time for God. When some of the other soldiers would be praying and and sharing the goodness of God and his word, this big Ukrainian atheist, let's call him that, he would have shouted and roared at them because of all the destruction going on around them. He says, there is no God. Look what's happening. There is no God. So these fellows would keep on talking about the Lord and praying. And one young lad, he kept at this big Ukrainian atheist about the Lord. And he carried a wee Bible, like a wee pocket Bible. And he would have took it out. And he would have been reading it, and the big Ukrainian soldier would have said, put it away, I don't want to hear. Rubbish, rubbish, and whatever. Anyhow, the young lad, he says, I'll prove to you that my God is real. And he stood up in the trench. You've got 20 seconds to tell me if you stand up in that trench, because a Russian sniper will take you down. So he said to the big Ukrainian atheist, he says, I'll prove to you that my God is real. And he stood up in the trench. And the big Ukrainian was trying to pull him down, and he pulled him off, and he said, no, I'll show you my God is real. And the bullet hit him. And the young lad went down. And the big Ukrainian man burst into tears. I told you, I told you. And the wee lad says, I'm all right, I'm all right, I'm all right. And there the bullet had went through the flap jacket, and the Bible had stopped the bullet. And the big Ukrainian atheist, he says, the flap jacket didn't stop the bullet. It was the word of God that stopped the bullet. And he gave his life to the Lord in the trench. So praise be to God, what's going on. That war is terrible, along with every other war. But when problems come to your door, you'll find that you will go to prayer. You'll find that your heart could change and start to call upon the name of the Lord for divine help. So it was amazing, isn't that lad? I would love him sometime to come and take the meeting with us here and share. But I just thought them people in Moldova to feed that 1.1 million until help came with something else. So it was lovely to hear that. But, you know, here we have the gospel. It's on our fingertips. We've got the Bibles beside us. We've got gospel programs we can listen to and everything else. And as a people, we have got away from God. But there's no time left. There's no time left. Time is running out. We have got a great work to do to get the people to come to know the Lord as their Lord and Savior. When a person here on earth repents of sins and gets baptized, that is the word of the Lord. Repent of sins and get baptized. Now, I spoke about Jonah. Charles spoke about Jonah. I didn't know he was going to speak about Jonah. He spoke about Jonah. But I tell you who else who spoke about Jonah? Lord Jesus Christ himself. He told them, he says, as in the days of Jonah, who spent 3 days in the bowels, in the belly of the fish, so will the Son of Man spend in the bowels of the earth. And the word in the days of Jonah was repent. And as in the days of now, the word is still repent, said the Lord Jesus. We have got to get right with God. If we've got a heart thinking we're all right, I can tell you for now for sure you are not all right. You are heading to hell. As simple as that. If you were to say, I'm all right, I don't need to do a thing, I'm telling you, you are heading to hell. And in 70 million years from now, you'll still be there. There's no getting out of it. There's no changeover. The Bible was very clear. There's a great gulf fixed between heaven and hell. There's no changeover. Where you are is where you'll stay. But while Jesus is in the heavens, it's so easy to get right with God. You're only a prayer away from getting right with God. That's all. Just a prayer away. But you've got to follow the word of God, and you've got to do what it says. It's a doing word. The Lord says, speak with thy mouth, and they shall be saved. Psalm 21, have you a heart's desire to be saved? Yes, I have. Well, if you have, I will hear the utter of your lips unto salvation. And it's simple as that. Satan had Alan and I fooled. Sat in church 50 years. Thought we're going to go to heaven. The Lord says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And he says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. You've got to get the gift. So if you're sitting in here tonight and you have not repented of sins and you ain't got baptized, I'd advise you strongly now to get a move on. Because I tell you what, if you were to die tonight, where are you going to be? In a short time. Where the hell comes up and round about you. And you're screaming, trying to get out, and you can't get out. All because of your stubbornness. I was a stubborn old mule. And I tell you what, I was proved so wrong. Was I. I praise God for the gift of salvation. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I tell them all. Yeah? Rob could tell you today, down that street of leaving, it was rough. They were coming at me in all angles. Yeah? But praise be to God. He has hardened this forehead. I'm up for them. And I'll not back down to them. I'll let them know what salvation means and what the Lord has done for them. So there's a prayer. It's called the sinner's prayer. And I'm going to put it before each and every one of us here tonight. I don't care whether you've walked with the Lord 40, 50 years. We're going to make a recommitment to the Lord. And this is going out over the world. And if you're listening around the world, you follow this prayer, the sinner's prayer. This is the one I followed. And the Lord saved me. And if he can save me, he can save anybody. Because I was a hell-deserving sinner. So let's come before the Lord with a humble heart, a soft heart, wanting to receive salvation. And I praise God for his wonderful Son who did it all for us. Please follow me in this prayer. Do not be ashamed to speak out. Dear Lord Jesus, I ask thee, Lord, to forgive me of all my sins. All my sins, Lord, the ones I remember and the ones that I don't. I ask thee, Lord, to forgive me of them all. I ask thee, Lord, to wash me. Wash me clean by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take every sin away. I ask thee, Lord, to put them in the deepest part of the ocean, as you've promised in your word, that that's where you'll put them, Lord, and you will never remember them again. I ask thee, Lord, to fill me with your Holy Spirit. I ask thee, Spirit of God, come upon me. Come into my life. Take away the old. Everything that's not of you, Lord. Take it away. Fill me with the Spirit of the Lord. Lord, make me a new creation. From this day on, Lord, I choose to follow you, for you to be my Lord and Savior. I will testify unto others, Lord, of this great thing that you have done in my life. I look forward, Lord, to getting baptized very soon. And all these things I ask in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. You know, God is a wonderful God. He loves you. He knows who you are. He made you in his image. He tells you clearly, he says, I know how many hairs you have upon your head. I know how many days you're going to live upon the land, even whenever I was forming you in your mother's womb. Praise be to God. Lord, I just give you thanks and I just give you praise. And I ask the Holy Spirit to seal them words in the people's hearts. I cover them. I say to you, Holy Spirit, go and protect that precious seed sown in them hearts of all them people around the world. I ask the Holy Spirit that the enemy cannot take it away. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for your awesome help. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.